Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, okay, we got New Year's coming up, and there's a lot of sparkling wines, and it's nice to sort of check out a bunch of them. But keep in mind, you also want to focus on some that are reasonable, because sometimes in these parties, you're wasting your time and your money if you buy a $100 bottle of champagne.
Absolutely, yeah. We've put together a list of 9 different bubblies that I am very familiar with, and I highly recommend them all. We're going to put this list on our website at WYPR.org. You can make the list, you can print it up, or you can find out how to find these wines right there on the website. 6 of these 9 are under $20.
Perfect.
Which is great. Let's start with Dibon Cava Brut Reserva. A cheap, reliable cava. It's really nice, and nobody's going to turn down a glass of this. About $10.
Oh, that's a deal.
It's not too bad.
Spanish cava for $10 is a deal.
That's right. Moving up a couple bucks is one I know you know very well, Codorniu's Anna Rosé Cava. This is just lovely. It's a really nice pink wine, and pink wines do dress up the season very, very nicely. So a lot of fun to have, and kind of a nice gift to give to your lady friend. One that we mentioned a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to mention again, is Willems Cremant d'Alsace Blanc de Blanc at $13. Well made from Chardonnay and Pinot Blanc. Easy to like at this price and excellent value. Just such a nice wine. No problems with this one. Here's one of the most surprising sparkling wines I've ever come across over the last decade. And, of course, it's Gruet's Blanc de Noir from New Mexico.
It's actually really good.
It really is. It's surprising. It's about $14, $15. Hugh, how they managed to do it is still beyond me, but they really put a lot of really good juice in this bottle. Very respectable sparkling wine.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to enjoy it. Now, Prosecco, of course, is very, very popular, but a lot of it is, you know, sort of ordinary, you know, okay, that's pretty good. I'll put some orange juice in it. But here's one that I thought was really a cut above. It's Caproni's Malvolti Prosecco Superior. And just tasting this, you know, this is really well made. This is really well made. A lot of class, a lot of good flavors, very firm Prosecco. Nothing frivolous about this. I thought it's a really nice wine, and it would be welcome in my house if you brought it over. Moving up again, a couple more bucks, around $17, is Le Grand Courtage Blanc de Blanc from France. I went on the website. I cannot find where this wine comes from, and I think they keep it a secret. I do know that it's a French-American project, and they are probably sourcing grapes from all over the place. This Blanc de Blanc has all sorts of things in it. You know, it's a kind of a kitchen sink. You know, there's some Chardonnay, Chenin Blanc, Uigny Blanc, Columbard, stuff like that. But still, I don't care. It's a really tasty wine. Very firm, lots of citrusy mineral flavors. Now, one of my perennial favorites comes from California. It's Roederer Estate, and it's the same firm as in Champagne. This is a near-dead ringer for Champagne.
Yes, it
is. And at about $25, $26, it's money very, very well spent. If you want to get a good Champagne for about $39, $38, Nicolas Friette Champagne Brut, it's true Champagne, and it's a good bargain if such a thing could be had. But if you're going to really pull out all the stops, it's hard to beat Veuve Clicquot.
Yes.
About $60, and people really, really will not object to get it this for a present of some kind.
Sure.
It's really lovely.
You can send me some.
Okay. We're going to put all these on the website, as I said, and Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.